to accept a single standard of neoliberalism. On the other hand, there are military aggressions in Syria, Iraq, Western Sahara, and other places. We can mention the extermination and occupation of territories in Palestine as well. This is only one of many examples. These are terrible causes. As a consequence of migration, people wander the world and suffer all kinds of deprivation, racism, classism, without the right to social benefits. They are undocumented migrants. They were noticed during a certain period of time. In the past, the U.S. talked about a world without borders and cosmopolitanism. The U.S. also referred to neoliberalism in the global world. Neoliberalism was the backbone of such ideology. The neoliberals called people to move from one place to another. That's right. In this way, they could pay less to the workers and continue to maintain their power. I'm Eduardo Artes, and this is Black and White. Today I talk to Magaly Avila. She is a Chilean-Peruvian journalist, human rights activist, and member of the Network of Migrant Journalists in Chile. You're very welcome to Black and White.
Magaly,
how would you explain the causes behind migration?
Firstly, I thank you for inviting me to this program. Right now, millions of people are migrating from a place to another in the world. Migration is part of the demographic components, and it is not a phenomenon. It is like fertility and mortality. People are migrating for different causes. Some of them are migrating looking for a job, fleeing wars and fleeing natural disasters. Migration is on the rise in today's world. There are places that are already unlivable due to climate changes, and more people have to leave these areas. There are asylum seekers, people who migrate for health reasons, and a very worrying issue is the increasing number of unaccompanied migrant children and adolescents. Migration seems to be the only opportunity for the families. Migration is part of our lives, and it must be mentioned that they are people and not merchandise. It is a very important fact.
Son personas, no son mercancías. Eso es importante.
Eso es así. Magaly, hay una inmigración que es muy masiva.
Yes, that's right. It is obvious. There are different causes, such as the war in Libya, the bombardment and occupation of Syria, economic sanctions against certain countries to suffocate their economy and then integrate them into a determined model. These are strong reasons for numerous waves of migration. There are countless migrant boats that reach the Mediterranean. More than 40,000 migrants have lost their lives. It's very shocking to witness the deaths of newborn babies and pregnant women. There are climate change, financial crisis, and other issues as well. What do you think about these causes?
No hay duda que todo eso forma parte de, pero también tiene una causa económica. ¿Cómo lo ves tú?
All the migrants don't start their journey in favorable conditions. They go on boats, planes, or use land transportation. Unfortunately, some walk through the desert, swim across the seas, and not all of them survive. The real number of people who have died is not clear, because they only found the dead bodies. Asylum seekers who flee from these conflicts are actually going towards the same countries that ignited the conflicts. I mean, their countries of destination. They arrive in these countries and think that they are going to find a better future, but it doesn't happen. They aren't treated as human beings and are completely dehumanized. They endure many difficulties to reach their countries of destination. In case they arrive in those countries, they are criminalized, victimized, and dehumanized.
How do states treat migrants? I mean, Western states such as the US, Spain, Italy, and Germany. Sometimes these countries promote migration. Germany opened its doors to Syrian labor at the time of the Syrian conflict, but started anti-Arab and anti-Islamic campaigns afterwards.
Migration is a kind of business. It is a business for countries and human traffickers. Migration is also a profitable opportunity for certain national economies. Migrants also send millions of dollars as remittances. There are racism in these countries. Migrants are not welcome in these countries. These nations expect scientists and entrepreneurs to arrive, but these migrants aren't like them at all. Therefore, there are racism, aporophoria, and hostile policies against poor migrants.
Well, Magali, let's have a break and then continue our talk on black and white. Well, Magali, we were analyzing the behavior and treatment of states toward migrants. Economic issues are also important in this case. We talked about different causes behind migration, but there are reasons that are related to their homeland, such as the super-exploitation of labor and bad economic, social, and political conditions. They arrive in a country that doesn't treat them well. You were talking about the same issue. There's also a certain editorial line in the press in accordance with the ultra-right-wing nationalist discourse, which blames the migrants for all the social and economic problems of the destination country and the world. Migrants don't start the journey willingly. I have to mention that there are engineers and doctors who are allowed to migrate easily and have better jobs. We're talking about the mass migration.
Estamos hablando de la gran masa migrante.
Sí. Bueno, principalmente quienes migran son trabajadores y trabajadoras.
Those who migrate are mainly workers. They really want to improve the standard of living because they are impoverished in their home countries. They arrive in these countries, but the conditions are not prepared to receive them. These countries do not want to accept them and take advantage of these defenseless workers. In the first step, migrants face problems related to regularization, visas and documents. They need an official document that allows them to enjoy social rights and work with dignity. The businessmen and employers take advantage of irregular condition of migrant workers. They are hired, but are not allowed to make any claims. They can't enjoy full social rights. Finally, they work and have access to food and shelter. These migrants can't reach their goals. It is very interesting that you mentioned the media. The media reproduce ideologies. They finally transmit what the business leaders or governments ask them to do. Many governments need to distract attention from the problems that they are making in the societies. In this case, they blame the migrants for such problems instead of solving them. They claim that the shortage of jobs and healthcare for citizens is the result of the presence of migrants. They claim that migrant children have filled the schools. They also argued that migrants bring diseases to the country, such as COVID-19. The governments cannot manage a disease outbreak. They just blame the migrants for bringing multiple diseases. The destination countries don't implement certain policies to welcome migrants.
Migration has turned into a horrible business. I'm talking about coyotes, agencies and groupings that work and profit from human trafficking.
Migration is a kind of business for certain people. There is a transnational system that recruits people. These people sell all their properties to buy a single ticket, but this ticket isn't useful at all. They don't travel by plane. It just allows them to enter a place. There is an organization with allies that works on the borders. In this way, thousands of people cross the borders through clandestine crossings in different times. They pay the human traffickers. In their final destination, certain organizations swindle them because they ask them for documents that never arrive.
Estamos viendo en varios...
¿Y cómo se ve la corrupción?
What do you think about the corrupt states and official agencies in their home and destination countries?
De recepción final.
Sí, o sea, eso no sucedería.
This tragedy would not happen if there were no corruption and accomplices that are part of migrant smuggling system. These established agencies smuggle migrants across the borders. In human trafficking cases, a number of individuals are forced by others and taken to an unknown place. They exploit men, women, or children for the purposes of forced labor or commercial sexual exploitation. So these people aren't migrants. These people are actually victims of human trafficking. We shall mention the differences between migrants and the victims of human trafficking. There is another issue related to refugees. All refugees are migrants, but migrants are not all refugees.
Could you please explain this interesting issue a little bit more?
Claro, porque hay personas que están migrando.
Sure, there are people who are migrating right now. They are actually fleeing from certain type of persecution. There are international protection treaties for refugees. Those countries that have signed the refugee convention must host these people. So what is happening now? Firstly, these refugees don't know that they can apply for refugee status. Secondly, the police officers avoid giving them the refugee permits. In some countries, people have been waiting many years to get refugee permits. So they have a temporary transitory visa that must be renewed from time to time. Finally, this refugee status gives them certain guarantees, and their home countries cannot extradite them. So this refugee status protects their lives. Some states have forgotten that they signed this commitment to defend refugees' lives.
Ese compromiso de defender la vida de los refugiados y refugiadas.
Bueno, hay una parte, una lista, digamos.
We shall explain a certain point regarding migration. These people are actually encouraged to leave their home countries by a powerful propaganda. I remember a certain moment in Chile when the former president, Sebastián Piñera, offered preferential visas to Venezuelans. At that time, Venezuela was under blockades and economic sanctions, mainly by the U.S. and Western Europe. What do migrants think about this propaganda?
In el imaginario del migrante.
Bueno.
During his presidency, Piñera offered visas to Venezuelans, but imposed visa restrictions on Haitians and Dominicans. That was a racist policy. He offered visas to those Venezuelans who had earning power. When workers and vulnerable Venezuelans wanted to migrate to Chile, the borders were closed to them. Sebastián Piñera opened the gates to determined Venezuelans. The same thing happens in Europe. Europeans hate black people. These black people are vulnerable workers. There is anti-black racism in Europe. I believe that anti-black racism is expansive in the world.
A nivel mundial eso se está dando.
Perfecto. Bueno, el tema de la migración va a ser...
Perfect. Migration is a constant global issue that will continue to fill the pages of human history. We can't understand humankind without migration. But today we face waves of mass migration that have enormous profits for certain economic groups and countries. These destination countries normally blame migrants to justify internal problems. We are well aware of this issue because it happened during the Second World War. Nowadays we witness anti-Muslim racism in Europe. Megali, thank you very much for attending our program. See you later.
Participación y será hasta la próxima vez.
Gracias.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we have Hussein Akbari, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah with us in this session. I really, really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum, Hussein Ruhullah, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam, sir, how are you?
Fine, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Hassan Nasrullah, how are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Thank you so much. And Hussein Akbari, how are you?
Fine.
Ahsanta. MashaAllah. Okay. Everybody is okay here. We hope that you, dear listeners, are all right. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 173 of Surah An-Nisa on page 5. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, the same as our brothers here, please hold your Quran. Turn to page 105, Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 173. Let's get started by listening to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنْكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
All right. That was nice recitation. Let's talk a little bit about this ayah and let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah, inshallah. And shortly, we will mention some points and then you have to go to details with the tafasir books, inshallah. Okay? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله. As for those who have faith and do righteous deeds, Allah Almighty, what? He will pay them in full their rewards. ويزيدهم من فضله. And he will enhance them out of his grace. He will increase them, okay? With his grace. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنْكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا. Aha, the other group of people. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, they are proud of their power, they're proud of their knowledge, and they think like, oh, I don't need God's help. I am powerful enough. Okay, look, I'm muscular, for example. I go to gym, I work out. I have everything, job, money, house, everything I have. I don't need God anymore. Okay? Even if God does not support me, even if God does not bless me, I can do my stuff. I can do anything I want. I'm powerful enough. Okay? Some people do this. So Allah Almighty says, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنْكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا. They think Allah doesn't change anything in their life. Okay? But those who are disdainful and arrogant, فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, Allah will punish them with a painful punishment. And I'm sure that painful punishment, as I understand, is that when they will be left alone, they will understand. Okay? When Allah leaves them alone one day, okay? They will understand what's going on. Okay? Understood? They will understand the consequences of their disbelief, their istinkaf, or their disdainfulness. He will punish them with a painful punishment. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا, and they will not find besides Allah any guardian or helper. So look, Tawheed says that we need God. And this is something logical. Do we need God or no?
Yes.
Because He is powerful, so He can give us power. We need knowledge. So He is knowledgeable, He can give us knowledge.
Yes.
We are hungry, He can give us food. We're thirsty, He can give us water. Whatever. We are in need of Him at all. We need worshipping. Why? Because we need to get to perfection. We need to go to higher levels of perfection. And if we want to go to higher levels of perfection, we for sure need Him. Alright? So Allah Almighty does not need us. Okay, He created us to bless us. Alright? So we need His worshipping. We need to pray. Allah Almighty has given us some instructions that if you do these instructions, you will get benefited. These instructions, these commandments are there just to help you get to perfection. And that's all. It's not because I like it to do. I like you to do. I love it when you do. No. It's not because Allah Almighty, God forbid, says that, hey, if you do 2 rakat of morning prayers, that will really benefit me. $2 will come to my bank account. Allah Almighty never says that, and never, it's never a truth. We need it. We need it for our akhirah, for our eternal life. We need these prayers. We need, actually, Allah Almighty deserves this to be worshipped. Okay? Since He is so blessing. Got it? So if, God forbid, we believe that we don't need God anymore, it's everything I have is sufficient for me. I don't need God. My power suffices me. My money suffices me. It's enough for me. My job, it's enough for me. I don't need it. I don't need God. If somebody does this way, believes this way, God forbid, فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, Allah Almighty will punish them, and the punishment will be for sure when Allah Almighty leaves them alone, or in the Day of Judgment, when they see that they have nothing, and others, those who believed in God, they have everything, they will say, oh, they will regret in that day, and this regret will make them burn from inside. Will make them burn from inside. So this is the thing that they will never be able to tolerate. Okay? That's all. If you're ready to go to the Tajweed parts and you learn something from this ayah, for sure you have to refer to the Tafasir books as well. Let's recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي. How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Some minutes we have, we'll go to the recitation and the tajweed rules. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ, whenever you have meme with tashdeed, noon with tashdeed, you have to extend the sound. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ, okay? فَأَمَّا, 2 counts or 3 counts. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Pay attention to the pronunciations of the letters. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ ذَال, it's never لَذِينَ, لَذِينَ, and also the light letters and the heavy letters. صَالِحَات, not سَالِحَات, صَالِحَات. صَا, heavy letter. حَا, light. صَالِحَاتِ. فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ, ra, heavy letter. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ, Yazid, this doesn't mean that Yazid, the evil, okay? Yazid zada yazidu. Yazidu means Allah made it increases. Ziyad. Have you heard the word ziyad? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, ziyad means more, yes? Yazid means make it more, increase. Allah made it, for example, I say tazidu. It means you increase. Yazidu, he increases. Who increases? Allah increases them with the word. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ دُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Meme sakin plus meme. So two meme meet each other, okay? So here you extend the sound. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ Nasal sound. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. How do you read it, Hussein? وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Read it.
وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ.
أحسن حسين, you read it.
وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ.
أحسن, مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, مِنْ, you hide the sound. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Okay. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنكَفُوا. Read it, Hussein.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنكَفُوا.
أحسن, تَنكَفُوا, hide it. تَنكَفُوا. وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا. You ignore the Hamzatul Wasl. وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا, no. وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا. فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. No changes. عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Aliman, aha. If you read it with the next word, how do you read it, Hussein?
Ali.
Ali.
Ma.
Aliman. If you join it with the next word, Aliman wa.
Alimau.
Ahsan. You emerge it. Alimau wa la yanjiduna lahum. Lahum. Again, meme. Double meme, yes? Wa la yanjiduna. لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيَّا, yes, وَلَا نَصِيرًا. That's all. So, let's, now that we have learned, I will recite it, everybody here. Repeat, inshallah. Our brothers and sisters also will practice, and that will be all. Okay? Ready to recite and repeat after me? Yes?
Yes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله.
فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله.
أحسنت. وأما الذين استنكفوا واستكبروا فيعذبهم عذابا أليما.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا.
فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
فيعذبهم عذابا أليما ولا يجدون لهم من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنت ما شاء الله الله bless you Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us up to this time. Allah bless you. May Allah accept from all of us. Stay with Arab English Radio. That's it from us for today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
In the limelight.
Economists have forecasted that UK retail savers will keep pulling funds out of investment funds this year as British householders struggle with inflation and rising mortgage costs. We take a look at some of the world press and media's coverage of this story. Please stay with us. British newspaper The Financial Times has covered this story and tells us more. Deposits at the UK's four biggest banks have fallen by close to £80 billion over the past year, as retail and corporate customers look for better interest rates, households grapple with higher costs and mortgage holders pay off loans early. According to an analysis of corporate filings by the British Daily, NatWest, Lloyds Bank, HSBC and Barclays experienced total outflows of about £78 billion in the 12 months to June 2023. That is the largest drop over four quarters since June of 2018, the most recent year for which data is available for all of the lenders. While the Big Four still hold close to £240 billion, more in deposits than they did in 2019, rival lenders' offer of higher interest rates is forcing them to improve their own deals. Benjamin Toms, analyst at RBC Capital Markets, said retail customers are migrating from current accounts at the large incumbent banks into savings or fixed-term deposits at some smaller peers, while the significant driver in the corporate space is the search for yield from corporate treasury departments. Benjamin Tong said smaller companies would also have repaid government-backed loans issued during the pandemic that had sat unused in their accounts. Tong added, retail customers have also been using surplus deposits to pay down debt, including both mortgages and credit cards, and generally manage their expenses as a result of a higher cost of living. Deposits began rising in the final quarter of 2019, jumping by nearly £80 billion in the second quarter of 2020 as pandemic curbs hit spending. They peaked at more than £1.5 trillion in second quarter of 2022. National Westminster Bank's major drop in the first quarter was partially due to technical reasons as it exited the Irish market. While smaller lenders benefited from the surge, deposits at the Big Four rose by 20% in the 4 years to June, almost twice the average of Santander, Virgin Money UK, Metro Bank and TSB. Holding larger deposits in a period of rising interest rates boosts banks' net interest margins, the difference between what they offer depositors and what they charge for loans. Reuters news agency has also covered the same story and tells us more. With UK interest rates at a 15-year high of 5.25%, lenders have come under mounting pressure over their speed in passing on the benefits of higher interest rates to savers. The House of Commons Treasury Select Committee recently accused the Big Four banks of blatant profiteering by squeezing higher profits from their loyal savings customers, while the Financial Conduct Authority set a deadline for banks to justify low interest rates or face penalties. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, and the data watchdog also told lenders in July that they could communicate better saving rates to customers and follow data protection rules after banks raised concerns over compliance. High Street banks have responded by improving rates on instant access accounts, which now range from 1 to 1.75% compared with 0.7% to 1.35% a month ago. But they still lag rivals such as JP Morgan's Chase UK, which plans to increase its instant access savings rate to 4.1% in a few days' time. One senior executive at a smaller bank said that while rising living costs had contributed to the roughly £78 billion outflow, it had largely been driven by consumers withdrawing money to repay mortgages early in order to defray potential costs from higher rates. He said, "I think some people are saying, my mortgage is getting a bit expensive, but I've got all this cash in my bank, so they'll repay some or all of it depending on how much money they have." Bank of England data published recently showed that the effective interest rate, the actual interest rate paid on outstanding mortgages, increased by 0.1 percentage point in June to 2.92%. The average two-year tracker rate is now at 6.18%. The central bank also found that households withdrew a net £8.4 billion from instant access sight accounts offering interest in June, while they put a net £6.6 billion into more competitive longer-term fixed-rate products, which are more costly to banks as the margin is smaller. Katie Murray, National Westminster Bank's chief financial officer, said at the bank's half-year results in July that a greater move to interest-bearing assets and competition in mortgages was behind its cut to its net interest margin guidance. The Bloomberg news agency has also covered the same story and tells us more. Economists forecasted that UK retail savers will keep pulling funds out of investment funds this year as householders struggle with inflation and rising mortgage costs. Data from the Investment Association, a trade body, showed that in June, retail investors pulled some £986 million from equity and fixed income funds. This represented the first net outflow by retail investors since December of last year. As rising interest rates drove growing interest in fixed income, investors focused strongly on UK government bonds, with overall net flows into gilt funds in June at £504 million, compared with a net inflow of just £126 million across all bond funds, including gilts. Cuthbert Hopkinson, a portfolio manager at Waverton Investment Management, said, "We have had a few clients take money out of their portfolios to pay off mortgages." He said people were concerned about rising costs, but higher interest rates were starting to push down inflation. High rates and the risk of a slowdown in Britain's economy this year have weighed on retail investors as they deal with the trickiest market conditions in more than a decade. The Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee recently raised interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point to 5.25% in a sign that central bankers remained wary of stubbornly high inflation, despite price increases falling more than expected to 7.9% in June. However, interest rates nearing expected peaks will offer little reprieve to mortgage holders scheduled to renew at levels far higher than experienced in the past decade. According to data provider MoneyFacts, the average five-year fixed mortgage reached 6.37% ahead of recent interest rate hike. Rachel Winter, a partner at wealth manager Killick & Co, said, "It's about making a logical decision. If you're paying 6 or 7% on a mortgage, it's better to pay that off because you can't get that return on an investment at the moment." Cuthbert Hopkinson said that the deposit saving rates were also a draw for investors, as well as short-term gilts and corporate bonds. But he argued equities remained a more effective long-term hedge against inflation.
النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the Imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malawi.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. He was the divinely appointed trustee. He was the divinely appointed rightful successor, and he was the divinely appointed Khalifatullah for the Muslims. We find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the only representative at the forefront of the opposition to the rule of the corrupt Abbasid caliphs. He was one of the prominent leaders of the Muslim Ummah who struggled against tyranny and oppression. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam took a brave and unwavering position against the tyrannical kings of his age. He did not associate with any of them. Rather, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam preferred to stay away from these tyrannical kings. And therefore, these kings held grudges and an enmity against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and they inflicted him with severity and violence, ultimately leading to the martyrdom of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jama'atul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the beautiful dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Now, as we have done with some of our previous divinely appointed imams, we kind of like to bring in a little excerpt of a conversation or a dialogue that occurs between Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and the Almighty Allah. Now, of course, the Almighty Allah speaks to us in the Holy Quran, and the way that we speak to the Almighty Allah are these supplications and these du'as. And so in this one conversation, which I like to call this dialogue between the Almighty Allah and Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence, the 10th Divinely Appointed Imam, says, O Allah, the fountains of your gifts are brimful, and the doors of your supplications for one who hopes in you are wide open, and your merciful looks on one who resorts to you are not cut. In this very simple but very beautiful, very profound prayer and supplication, in this conversation and this very intimate dialogue between the Almighty Allah and Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has taught us a very important and a very fundamental and pivotal thing that we must realize in our life. One of them is that the Almighty Allah has given us so many blessings. If we were to count the blessings of the Almighty Allah, we would not be able to count them. But despite not being able to count every single blessing, even though we should reflect upon these blessings, the least we can do is to be thankful to the Almighty Allah, to be grateful to the Almighty Allah. If nothing else, the fact that not only did He give us life, but He gave us iman, He gave us faith in the most perfect religion, Islam, in the seal and the most perfect of messengers, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and faith in the 12 divinely appointed imams, alayhimus salam. And also, the second thing that we learned in this conversation and dialogue is how the doors of supplications are always open for one who has hope in the Almighty Allah. And so, we must have hope in the Almighty Allah. He will help us. He will save us. He will nurture us. He will provide us the sustenance that is needed. He will help us to get through our trials and tribulations. And finally, the last thing that we learned in this conversation, of the many other things that we can potentially learn, is that the Almighty Allah will look mercifully and with forgiveness and with compassion towards one who realizes that the only resort and the only refuge is the Almighty Allah. These very beautiful feelings and these very beautiful emotions and these very beautiful spiritual states that we learn from this infallible Imam. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
This is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily from 1520 to 1620 UTC on the following frequencies. 25 meters, 11,645 kilohertz for the Indian subcontinent. And FM 91.5 MHz for Tehran. You can also listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on IranSat or BAT 5 and Intelsat 39 and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.ir/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.
Iran's leader says the West, including the U.S., was seeking the collapse of the Islamic Revolution by backing the former Iraqi dictator during his war against the Iranian nation. Addressing the U.N. General Assembly, Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi condemns the desecration of the Holy Quran and Islamophobia in Europe.